Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. Amid a world gasping for breath, we stand at a precipice, peering into the murky depths of what once was the resplendent majesty of our planet's verdant forests. In a heartbeat that grows ever fainter, we come to reckon with the fading pulse of Earth's lungs, a phrase that paints a grim tableau of our planet's calamitous descent into climate catastrophe. The ancient trees, those noble sentinels of the natural world, are succumbing to the relentless onslaught of human negligence. Imagine, if you will, the whisper of leaves now stilled, the forest's once vibrant chorus reduced to a barren silence. This is the reality we face as the lush tapestry of the Amazon, Congo, and Borneo rainforests unravels before our very eyes. Each tree felled is a breath lost, each acre cleared, a step closer to our own oblivion, whispered a voice from the void, as researchers relay tales of deforestation driven not only by the insatiable appetite for wood and agricultural land, but propelled forward by climate anomalies, droughts, fires, and storms of unprecedented ferocity. Scientists speak of a world where the carbon sink capabilities of these mighty forests dwindle, a ghastly foreshadowing of the hot, suffocating embrace of our future atmosphere. These lush realms, which once danced with an intricate ballet of biodiversity, now grappled with the specter of extinction. The harmony of life disrupted, and in its place, a symphony of decay resounds. The enduring image, branches once heavy with vibrancy, now stand as charred monuments to our environmental hubris. The irony is not lost that we, as a species, have sown the seeds of our own desolation. Echoing the sentiments from our previous contemplation, seeds of the doomed, the fate of agriculture in a barren tomorrow, it becomes abundantly clear that the death knell of our forests signals a cascade of crises. Indeed, the fate of our food sources is inextricably linked to the health of these terrestrial lungs. This is not a scene from a tragic play. This is the theater of reality, in which we are both the audience and participants. The litany of woes multiplies daily. Species lost, habitats destroyed, and indigenous communities whose whispers of ancestral wisdom go unheeded. There is no curtain call, no reprieve from the unyielding progression towards annihilation. In the saga of Earth's decline, this chapter whispers dire warnings and somber lessons. Let us not close our ears to its mournful songs, for they carry the weight of truths we must confront. The undeniable impact of human activity and its acceleration of natural destruction. The critical need to alter course, to embrace sustainable practices despite the bleak horizon, the irrevocable change to our climate, our biodiversity, and our future. Remember, though these forests' breaths may fade, our actions remain as indelible marks upon the earth, concludes a poignant account from the front lines. We stand, bearing witness to the fading pulse of Earth's lungs, grasping for solutions that elude our clutch. But even as we delve into this dystopian present, we must acknowledge the irony of our quest. The hope we yearn for is but a distant dream, eclipsed by the grim visage of the world we've sculpted through disregard and denial. Mourn we must for the times that were. Act we should for the semblance of an epitaph we leave for future generations, an epitaph etched with the sorrow of what could have been a world teeming with life, now poised on the brink, waiting with bated breath for an end that seems all but inevitable.